Why, hello.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another fine episode of Cinema Hoes.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited because this episode marks our first episode in the 2018 Oscars rundown.
Sirens will play. As we're talking about this.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, so we're really excited. Just a side note, this is going to be a series, but we're also going to incorporate normal episode style things, yeah, like talking about movie news and stuff like that, but
also incorporating like what's happening with award season.
Yeah.
And I'm super, super excited.
Yes, so it's going to be excited. So today is the first installment of that. We have some news for you, like just Cloverfield Paradox dropping on Netflix during the Super Bowl, which was wild.
I watched a little bit of it.
You did?
Today.
Okay. We'll get into it.
Wow.
We'll get into it.
Oh.
Oh, who is it? I don't even know what their names are. I just call them D&D. The
Double D.
The Game of Thrones bros are producing and writing the new Star Wars franchise. So we'll get into that.
I've got a lot to say about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And then Uma Thurman.
Whom we love dearly.
Whom we love dearly. And we'll talk about that. And then we will get into the first couple of categories that we have set for our Oscars rundown.
Mm-hmm. Super exciting things that are coming up. And then...
Yeah. I'm Luna.
I'm Santana.
And this is Cinema Hoes.
Gotta love that infamous whistling
yes.
from Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
Brum, brum, brum,
not those
no,
whistles.
No, I know, not those whistles. The other whistles. So
what we got first?
The first thing that we're going to talk about is Cloverfield Paradox.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really the biggest Cloverfield fan until recently, because I knew that they were going to make a new one, but it was mm-hmm. one of those weird things where it was going back and forth. Are they going to show it in theaters? Is Netflix going to get it? And then on Sunday during the Super Bowl, Ava DuVernay tweeted.
That's what this was about.
That's what that was about. She tweeted, she was like.
I thought it was going to be some like.
That's crazy. What I thought too. I was like, are you directing Star Wars? Is that like, what's happening? No. Cloverfield Paradox dropping on Netflix.
Ava DuVernay is like the high quality, like prime, like content you get.
Yeah.
And then Cloverfield was just like.
Yeah. Yeah. You haven't watched the whole thing, right?
I haven't, but the stuff that I did watch, mm-hmm. it was like,
yeah,
it was all over the place. Mm-hmm.
It is all over the place.
Like, it's put together.
How far did you get into it?
I got to the part where the guy was convulsing on the thing and like
the worms.
The worms.
Okay.
Yeah, the worms.
I know it seems like a lot of
that's like
things
so
that aren't connected, but they do connect. However, I've watched the whole thing. For me personally, it works better as a world-building movie than it does as a standalone film.
The second one is still top tier.
Oh, 10 Cloverfield Lane is
yeah.
one of my favorite underrated. Films of all time. It is so good. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, John Goodman. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't
rhyme.
Understand, like, now that I think about it, mm-hmm. like, the first movie was, like, one of those handheld camera
yeah.
movies.
Yeah.
And someone was just like, yo, we should create a Cloverfield universe.
Yeah, I don't know if
what?
It originally started like that, but J.J. Abrams has certainly, because what I think it's cool
yeah,
though that
he
takes
Paradox.
Yeah, that he takes unknown directors and then gives them these films, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. Like
which,
10
yeah.
Cloverfield Lane was amazing.
But
and
was
Paradox
him.
No, it wasn't. He didn't direct it.
Who directed it?
Dan Trachtenberg.
Oh.
Yeah. He produced it, though. He produces all the Cloverfield
films. Yeah, it's
films.
Definitely, like, on all three of these movies mm-hmm. feel, like, on different ends of the spectrum,
yeah.
considering.
Which
like,
I think they're supposed to, but also.
It's like, Cloverfield Lane, like, at
yeah.
the top. You know, like, one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, like thriller, like sci-fi, all
suspense.
Stuff. Yeah.
Because like it switches genres in the middle of the movie. Mm-hmm. Well, not in the middle, but at the climax.
Yeah.
And
three feels more like First Avengers.
Just watch the whole thing. Watch the whole thing.
It actually felt like Black Mirror to me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, yes. It felt like really Black Mirror.
But you should finish it and then let me know when you finish it, because it answers questions and then it creates more. And they have filmed the fourth Cloverfield already, and that is releasing, I believe, later this year in October.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
And it's a World War II era film. I don't know. Wow. I was on Reddit and I was going through everything. So
of course.
But it was fun. So that was a thing that happened on Sunday. A thing that happened literally yesterday. Another thing.
There are more than one thing.
More than one thing. I don't want to say his last name, but I'm going to butcher it. But David Benioff and D.B. Weiss were announced to produce and direct a new series of Star Wars films. Which, okay, if you're gonna create more.
Crack your knuckles. Oh, don't do that. People may not like that.
Sorry. Apologies to all my non-ASMR friends.
Yeah. Ugh.
But, okay, if you're gonna create a new series, why hire two more white guys to produce and write?
Because
those are the voices that we need in today's society, especially the Game of Thrones producers, which I understand. Game of Thrones is a very successful show.
Like, in the beginning. It's declined severely since.
Yes. But, I mean, it was successful. So, producing-wise, if they were just.
Saw them as, like, a money-making tool.
If they were just producing, I wouldn't be as upset.
It's going to be a lot of incest.
Yeah. Don't even joke. But the fact that they're writing it, too, I think is just completely not okay. You have so many capable directors and writers out there.
Something where it was on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I can't credit anyone, but this is what I've just got off from memory.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that someone feels like it's going to be like a Ron Howard situation where he had to like step in and, you know, do all that stuff. Because like, it was just like the writing wasn't connecting and like a bunch of things weren't connecting. And that's what people feel like are going to happen again, which hopefully does happen.
Yeah.
But
honestly though,
for the better.
Yeah.
For the better.
I would not be upset if they were producing it, because you know, that's, they don't really have their say in like super creative. I mean, they do, but I don't know, just the fact that they're writing it, I'm not prepared to deal with that at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hire some women, perhaps.
Women of color,
people of color. Yeah. I don't know. I think we need those voices in today's society.
I mean, it's been long enough.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, this is the end for you, Caucasian males.
We're coming for you.
Speaking of
women coming with pitchforks.
That was my attempt at Kill Bill Sirens.
That was good.
Uma Thurman came out with an article from the New York Times, and I got a chance because I'm not the type of person that kind of reads articles regularly. So when I saw this, I like felt like I needed to read it. And I read all of it, and it not only talks about her and Harvey Weinstein, because, you know, like, basically how she started her career was, like, Tarantino movies and, like, all that stuff. And it also talks about how Tarantino basically kind of, like, used her, like, just for, like, a shot of the movie. And they do include the video of her in the car crash from Kill Bill number 2. I'm most likely sure. And, like, crashing into a tree and how, like, she knew it was unsafe. And she asked for a stunt driver and he was like, no, like, you need to do this, all this stuff. And she was like, okay, whatever. And the road was unsafe. And he did come out with an article later. And not an article, but it was more like
a statement.
Like, a statement, like, afterwards saying, like, oh, like, I apologize, all this stuff. But really, like, that's it. Like, that's all he said. He was, like, it was basically, like, a long, like, elongated, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, which is not trash. Yeah. But proud of Uma. Yeah. Love her. Because it takes a lot of courage to come out.
Especially with those two, make this statement. Powerhouses mm-hmm. in film.
For sure. Because, honestly, you know, back in, when was that, like, I don't remember when that was, when she said, oh, I'm very angry. And she had this, like, quiet, controlled anger. You
knew she, like, mm-hmm. she even quoted it in the thing herself. Like, she was basically just really not only sad, but just, like, it was just furious, like, anger, like, mm-hmm. mixed into the two. And she just didn't want to, like, cry in front of, like, you know, like, an interviewer without mm-hmm. getting, like, the true facts and all the stuff. Because, you know, people will blow that out of proportion. Yeah. So. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. So we are behind her 100% on this. She's amazing. Support her every step of the way.
Yeah.
And now...
Drum roll.
That was my imitation of a drum roll.
Whoa.
That was terrible. We are getting into Oscar nominations. We're going to do four categories this episode.
We're going to do it into sections because honestly, like, there's just so many to go through.
There are. I honestly didn't realize how many there were until I sat down and listed them all out. But we are not going to talk about a few because we don't feel like we could talk about them.
Like what?
Like in I don't think we could do them justice. If I could find my PDF, that'd be great. So we're not going to talk about documentary feature, documentary short subject, foreign language film, animated short film, and live action short film. Just because we don't know enough information about the films in those categories. And I don't think either of us have a ton of time to sit down and do research about all of these films in these categories, but we wish them all the best. Don't think we could do them justice by talking about them. So we are leaving those out, but we are grouping all the other categories.
If there's like a movie theater in SF that's playing, and I would most likely drop my things and head on over there. But
you know. So we're leaving those out of our Oscar talks. But
and we feel like we should give attention to each category and just kind of like lay out what our thoughts are and like what we think is going to win.
Yes. What we think should win, our personal choices for each category, and then what we think will win based on other
just
factors.
Just like previous, previous experience.
Yay! So we're going to start. Our first category is visual effects. And the nominees are Blade Runner 2049, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Kong, Skull Island, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and War for the Planet of the Apes. Santana. You
know, my input?
Yeah, who do you think will win, or who do you think should win this category?
I think Blade Runner, or who I think should win.
Mm-hmm.
Blade Runner should win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to state this out right now. I have not seen the movie, but from what I see from the screenshots and what I see from screen caps and, like, all of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so beautiful and so pretty and, like, just the Blade Runner, like, itself. Like, I've seen, obviously, the original Blade Runner many times, and that was, like, in the 80s, and that was just pure, like, I love neon lights, too, so it's just, like, beautiful. Neon lights in the rain. I love it. Untapped aesthetic, but, yeah, it's just very, very fresh to me and very futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Who do you think will win? Blade Runner?
Yeah. How did you know? I mean, just looking down the list right now, I feel like, now that I'm thinking about it, since Suicide Squad won last year, which is a totally different category, I kind of want Kong Skull Island. Because, like, there's this one scene, like, where it's Kong just, like, hanging out. And it's, like, it kind of looks like Apocalypse Now. Like, it's, like, you know, very pretty. But, you know.
Well, remember, whatever. This is visual effects and not cinematography, so.
Visual effects. Same thing.
It's very, same difference.
Same difference.
In the sense, I think that Blade Runner should win out of all of these because I mean, okay, visual effects in Guardians of the Galaxy were good, but I don't know. I feel like the Blade Runners...
It seemed a little too much to me.
Yeah, I feel like Blade Runners is more sophisticated and more put together than the ones in Guardians of the Galaxy and in Star Wars. Star Wars visual effects were...
Are you a little biased there?
No, well, I'm saying it shouldn't win.
Oh, you shouldn't?
It shouldn't, no.
Star Wars.
No, I know. But the visual effects in The Last Jedi were not the cleanest they could be. In my personal and humble opinion, Blade Runner should win and will win that category because it just seems like the very obvious choice for visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read this next one?
Sound editing is next. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sound editing is underrated.
It is underrated. It is a very difficult thing to do.
It really is. And people don't. I mean, I truly don't understand either, but I would love to.
Yeah.
But the categories are...
The nominees are
Baby Driver, Blade Runner 2049, Dunkirk, The Shape of Water, and Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Now, this is something I should have looked up before we started recording, but I truly don't know the difference between sound editing and sound mixing. Is sound mixing when you create the sounds...
Sound editing is like
editing,
putting it together, like, to make it sound like one continuous thing. Because you know how they do different shots for different things.
Yeah, yeah.
That to me,
because it
makes the most sense.
Yeah,
and
mixing is mixing the sounds together. Okay, understand.
I feel like mixing is making the sounds too. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Who do you think should win?
Oh, I gotta give it to Mr. Edgar Wright.
Baby Driver. Yeah.
That's like his signature. Like, he emphasizes on editing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he emphasizes a lot on the sounds. From what I know about him and his films, it's all of those two things. So that is my want and should.
Okay. I want Baby Driver to win sound editing because that whole film did revolve around the sounds that you were hearing and how it connected to the visuals that you were seeing on screen, whether they be what you were actually hearing or not, you know? But honestly, I think Dunkirk could take it because...
I could see that.
Yeah.
That's like... Or previously, like, if I could pick another one... I would think that The Shape of Water would win because, I mean, even though it's for sound editing, but, like, you know.
I don't know.
That's, like, going to be
Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Pulled. But I honestly think Dunkirk could take it because of...
Christopher Nolan,
yes. But, and just the sound... I remember sitting in the theater watching Dunkirk and just having extreme anxiety because of the incessant ticking in the background.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about that.
But I don't know if they could take it just for that, but that is like the one main thing I remember.
Just for that one ticking sound.
The entire film.
Thanks, but Chris.
Who knows? I think I really want Baby Driver to win. I think Dunkirk could win it. If not, then The Shape of Water is going to get it because The Shape
it's
of Water
either,
was sweet.
Hopefully, it's one of those three things.
Okay. Next category, sound mixing. And all the nominees are the same as sound editing, but we'll say them again. Baby Driver, Blade Runner 2049, Dunkirk, The Shape of Water, and Star Wars The Last Jedi. And again,
You think these go hand in hand?
I think they usually go hand in hand.
Yeah. So if, like, one of them wins, like, it would be kind of weird if the other one didn't win.
Yeah.
So... Baby Driver. BD.
Yes. Baby Driver. Yes. For sound mixing. But again, I think Dunkirk could take it.
Or Shape of Water could most likely take it.
For sure.
Even though The Shape of Water, I feel like, was more visuals, but hey.
Yeah. The Shape of Water was definitely more visuals than... I mean, the score was beautiful, but that's a whole different category.
Yeah.
But in terms of sound editing, I do really think Dunkirk... Or Baby Driver could take it.
And our last and final category of this episode, film editing.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. And the nominees are Baby Driver, Dunkirk, I, Tonya, The Shape of Water, And three billboards of Ebbing, Missouri. Three. No, literally. Who do you think is your...
My number one pick is Baby Driver. Like you were saying earlier, Edgar Wright knows how to edit his films. Mm-hmm. And the editing, again, was a key part to that film. And also, I really love that movie, so I wanted to win all the awards. But again, Shape of Water will maybe take it from
Baby really Driver. Hope it's Baby Driver, because Edgar Wright deserves it so much. He was so excited when he won. Yeah. I was liking all his Instagram pictures, and I was just smiling.
Yes.
But, it could either go to Dunkirk or Shape of Water.
That's true. Dunkirk could take it.
The way that, like, if you think about, like, past years, like, what they've been, like, most of them have been, like, kind of surprising. Like, that one year... What was it? Mad Max. Like, no one.
I remember Mad Max swept across the board.
Like, everyone just was nominated, and then it just was
totally
like,
okay
Mad
with
Max, Mad Max, Mad Max. Yeah. Are we mad? No.
But absolutely
are we pointing
not.
It out? Yes.
You're so right. Oh, dang.
So it could be either one of those three. Yeah. I hope, at least.
Wow.
Yeah. And that wraps it up.
That wraps it up for today. Lots of interesting things, lots of fun things to think about. Just a reminder, our Twitter page is up and running. You can follow us at CinemaHoes. And if you want to get in contact with us.
At CinemaHoes, at gmail, at .com. Don't
know.
Don't use all of those ads at once.
CinemaHoes at gmail.com. Our website is currently under construction.
Ooh, yeah.
But there's some exciting things. Some exciting things coming about the website, which we will announce on Twitter.
So exciting.
So follow us on Twitter so you can hear the announcements. Yes.
And share us with anyone else that likes listening to other movie podcasts.
Yeah.
I know I listen to other movie podcasts. they're very awesome.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun. We also have some new segments in the works. So watch out for those coming your way very soon.
And to your phone, tablet, or any other device you can use YouTube on. Because we'll be on YouTube.
Hint, hint. YouTube.
Well. There's so much to stay, like, just stay tuned. Just stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
That's all you need to know.
Exciting things are happening. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, whatever
time.
Whenever
you're listening to this.
Yes.
Have a lovely day.
Bye.